2nd of October 2011, day 4. What a lazy day. We stayed in bed for a while, then rolled down for some breakfast.
No film?
Not in the morning, no. They make this really nice square pancake type thing, but a little bit more crispy. And it's made from dough, not batter. Tasty, tasty.
Don't know what it's called?
Can't remember. We then spent pretty much the whole day just lounging by the pool, reading our books and swimming. We ventured outside about 4 o'clock to go to the supermarket again. It was really hot outside, and the supermarket always seems further away than what I think. On the way back, there was a woman holding the hand of a little girl. They didn't look like beggars or anything, but as we passed, the woman asked us for money. It seems everyone just asks everyone for a bit of money here, regardless of who you are. A bit like when people ask for a light back home. For a cigarette.
I understood.
After the supermarket, we lounged some more by the pool. We were the only ones there, except for one of the air stewards, but he soon left us alone. I don't remember who this air steward is.
was he on your plane on the way there?
Maybe. I don't know. There's no context to that at all. We had fun playing games. Erica likes it when I throw her forward in the water, but I have to be careful not to squeeze her kidneys.
What? So specific.
At dinner, there was a group of Chinese people, about 10 of them. I don't want
to... You have to read it.
I hope I'm not going to be racist. I don't think I am. I'm generally not a racist person, I think. One of the girls was in a terrible state. She was crying really loudly and talking in loud, muffled sobs. Everyone around her was just quietly listening to her, looking at her sympathetically. My theory is that she's just feeling excluded from the group, and maybe even some of them are bullying her, and she just feels very lonely. I think it's probably all in her head, because she seemed like a major drama queen.
I've only heard what you said there, but I don't think that's what's going on.
Yeah, I mean...
Because why would you just sit there, but like feel excluded, and just go...
I don't know. I mean, I've just made up... I've made up something that she's made up.
So much conjecture.
We watched Desperado after dinner, and then took turns in reading a Sherlock Holmes story to each other.
What? What, like a page each?
I guess so. 3rd of October 2011, day 5. We left a hotel fairly early and got a cab to the square. Well, I say the square, but the cab driver dropped us off really far away, but said that the square was just around the corner. It wasn't.
Probably tried to haggle in too much.
We had to walk through the residential area, and it was like a maze. It was so difficult to navigate as the buildings are all so close together, and we were really really high up, so they were unable to find any reference point with which to navigate. We were lost for about 20 minutes before we eventually escaped onto a main road. I don't think I was so happy to see the main road. It was about another 20 minutes before we reached the square.
Is this the same square where there's nothing other than the orange juice?
Walking through the square, we saw some snake charmers. We stopped and watched from a distance so we didn't have to pay them anything. But a man came over and started talking to me in French, wanting money. I shook my head, and then I saw that he was holding a snake in his hands. I very quickly turned around and walked away. I realised today that I'm shit scared of snakes. Yeah, I am. I didn't realise it until that moment. I just don't like being around snakes.
I don't think I've ever properly come face to face with a snake. There was one incident at the caravan site where I looked under the bed once and I thought I saw a snake. And so we shut the door, we like put like newspaper under it so it like couldn't escape. And then I think eventually my mum came home and had a look, and it was like a bike chain or something.
What, so like you and your friends?
No, me and my nan.
Idiot. I was petrified of snakes when I was younger, because when we moved into a new home, so we moved house when I was like 4 years old to a bigger house, and the house that we had moved into, my parents told me the old lady, in fact we were just swapping, we were doing a house swap, she was like downsizing and we were going up, they said that she was a witch, or that she practiced like witchcraft or something, and she used to have a pet snake, but she lost it.
Oh.
And she thinks it went down the toilet. So for a good few years of my early childhood, I was petrified to go to the toilet. I used to like poo like right on the edge, ready to sprint off, just in case a snake is going to come through the pipe and bite my bum.
That is completely opposite to the way you go now.
Yeah, yeah, relax now. But yeah, I was convinced that like at any moment a snake would come up through the toilet. We then entered the souks. It was nowhere near as expensive as the guidebook says. The souks are like markets.
Okay.
But kind of like they're under like canopies. Think of like Aladdin or something like that.
I was thinking Greenwich Market.
Yeah, I guess. But more, instead of like a big square, it's like just down little long alleyways, like, okay, like a maze of like little very small alleyway type things. It seems that whatever the guidebook says, expect the complete opposite. It was pretty large, but it didn't take us more than an hour to see the whole thing. The guidebook says it takes like days and days to see everything. I guess if you like, we just sort of like breezed through it. We didn't like stop and look at every single store. It's horrible. Erica bought a couple of bangles. How good down from 30DH to 20DH. I looked at her loot, but it was really shit. The guy first said that the price was 400DH, but I showed no interest. I wasn't trying to bargain, I just really thought it was shit. He kept lowering the price. 380DH, 300DH. 250DH,
wow.
200DH, and eventually, as we were walking away, he was shouting 80DH from 400 to 80.
Did you buy it?
I think I might have paid 20 at most. So no, I did not buy it. But this shows you like what, and like, so 400 to 80, that was basically...
And that's with you saying nothing.
And that was, yeah, that was literally just walking away. Like I wasn't even trying to haggle. Like, that was basically everything in Morocco. Everything. I just can't be arsed with that shit, man. And just everyone was like out to con you all the time. Yeah. It's just money, 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 money.
What's the accent?
I don't know. As we walked about, a lot of people seemed interested in my Batman t-shirt. As I walked past, they called out, Batman! Batman! Like that.
You are the Bat.
It just wasn't a pleasant place to be because everyone's teasing me about Batman. It was a bit like trudging through a horde of hungry zombies, but instead of saying brains, they said, hello, good price. They kept grabbing our arms too, which just wasn't nice. Yeah, it's true. As you walk past, they just grab hold of you and try to like literally pour you into the shop.
Oh my God.
Yes, it's just horrible. Erica bought a handbag thing in the shop, just off the square. She haggled down from 300DH to 200DH. I don't think she was entirely happy, but it was the best that she could get.
She needed your walk-away charm.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. We got a cab back to the hotel. It was getting quite cloudy, and no one was by the pool. In fact, it even started to rain a little bit, but we still got in and had a swim. Then we just lazed about in the room. Got a bit bored, actually. The days go so slowly here. There's not much to do, really. There wasn't a buffet for dinner, but a menu instead, because there wasn't enough guests in the hotel. It was a nice meal, I guess. I don't say what it was. We then watched The Matrix, but I fell asleep about a quarter of the way in. Erica kept waking up in the middle of the night because she was scared of noises, so we had to sleep with the light on. Fucking Erica, man. 4th of October 2011. I make it sound like such a child.
What kind of noises?
I can't remember. I think she thought like someone was in her bathroom or something like that, or like someone was outside going to come into her room. One time, like we were in a room, and like a maid just like walked in. Mm-hmm. We had like the "Don't Disturb" sign on the outside, but like a maid just like come in, and so we're like, "Get out!" And she's like, "But I want to come in." And, like,
no, I need clean now.
I had a big lie in today, and then went down for breakfast about 10 o'clock. Yeah, for me that is like quite a big lie in. I normally wake up at like 7 or. Oh, well, like, 7 would be about a lie-in. Today I woke up at like 6:30, I think. It's annoying. Like, on the weekday, I set my alarm for 6 a.m. And then when it goes off, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I can't wait for the weekend. And then when the weekend comes, wake up at 6 anyway. Very annoying. We got a cab to the Tombs. To be honest, like most things in the city, it was shit. Once again, the book described it as something glorious. Like you would see in Saddam Hussein's house.
What? Why is that? The selling point.
You know, like, it's like really overly tacky, like sort of gold statues everywhere and like just really kind of grand but in a tacky sort of way. That's what, like, I remember like the book describing it as. But in reality, it was just a few mosaics and a bit of rocks. It wasn't glamorous or grand or beautiful. It wasn't anything.
Sounds rubbish.
Yeah, you know, like, sometimes I think maybe we weren't in Marrakesh after all. Because we were conned, somehow went to like some weird side town. Because so many of like the things that the book was describing just did not match with the reality in front of us.
But they were there still. You're like a fake town a bit further away.
Yeah, like a Chinese knockoff or something. Yeah, maybe. Or like we were just going to the wrong places. Like there was sort of like the blah 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 tombs, but we went to the blah 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 tombs instead. Because it was just almost everything was just so bad. I just couldn't believe that.
Everything underwhelming, basically, from what you read.
Really underwhelming. Or just my expectations. I didn't really have that many expectations because I only had like 4 days. I wasn't like, maybe that's a problem. Maybe if I'd researched a bit beforehand and maybe like looked at some pictures on Google, I would have realised what like this palace or whatever was supposed to look like.
Or maybe that's why you didn't intend to go there in the first place.
It was just somewhere where I never really sort of thought of.
Exactly. Yeah.
We then went to find the Badi Palace. The guy who worked at the tomb said it was just to the right. We followed his directions, but all we found was a dusty, dirty old building site. We gave up looking and headed back to the souks. It turned out, after reading a guidebook later on, that dusty, dirty old building was the palace.
That's what I was about to say.
We should have known. Erica bought some shoes in the souks. More bargaining from 300 DH to 180 DH. It takes so long to bargain all the time. It's amazing that it can be bothered to do it all the time. If they just gave a sensible price to begin with, people would pay more quickly, and then they can serve another customer. At the moment, they're spending about 15 minutes on each person, and probably never really gain from it. We then headed back to the hotel, and went for lunch in the little place around the corner. We ordered a vegetarian pizza, 27 DH, and some chips, 5 DH. When the pizza came, it had tiny bits of ham flecked all over it. Some rice too, on the pizza.
Rice pizza. Weird.
No, I don't think that was intentional.
Was that from like the other meal they were cooking or something?
Like they flicked their spoon or something like that. I just picked them off because I couldn't be bothered. I couldn't be bothered like saying to the waiter, there's meat on this pizza. We waited for ages for our chips, but it was obvious that they weren't coming. So we just asked for the bill. When it came, they charged us for the chips. When we explained that they never came, the waiter gave us 5 DH instead of taking the money off. Weird way of going about things. Spent the rest of the day by the pool and in our room. 5th of October 2011, day 7. Half good day, half not. We began again by having a bit of a lie-in and a late-ish breakfast. We then set off for the Bahia Palace. A cab driver picked us up outside the hotel room, and he straight away offered us a fair price. He was a very friendly cab driver, telling us all about the mountains surrounding the city. The palace was quite nice, better than expected, judging from the rest of the city. No sign of Puff Daddy, but never mind. I have no idea what that means.
He was P. Diddy at that time, surely.
I think maybe like the palace was like an actual residential home of a monarch in Morocco, and he was friends with Puff Daddy.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
And maybe the guidebook had said, like, if you're lucky,
you'll see him.
You might see Puff Daddy hanging out.
Like once a year or something.
That's my vague memory of that. Or maybe it's like a little in-joke to myself that I've completely don't remember now. We tried to find a museum, but the maps we have just do not correlate with the actual streets at all. The maps are good for knowing the general direction of things, but cannot be trusted at all with the roads, so of course we got lost. We had no idea where we were on the map, so we couldn't navigate our way to the museum. Erica asked a couple of women, who were really friendly, and were amazing enough to take us all the way. They didn't ask for money or anything.
That is a shock.
I never knew such a thing was possible in Marrakesh. It was a really... I almost cried by those women, actually. I couldn't believe like the kindness. The museum was alright. The stuff inside was a bit rubbish, just cushions and things, but the building was quite nice. Well, it was actually almost identical to the palace, but still nice. We then headed back to the dreaded square for some lunch, but not before attempting to find the Bob Music store. We didn't find it, and in fact we got a little lost in the souks again, but soon found our way out again. We had lunch in the same place as the first day, and it was just as good. After, we attempted to find another museum on the map. This proved to be utterly pointless, as once again, reality had no correspondence with the map whatsoever. We decided to walk a slightly longer but simpler way along the main roads, and maybe get a cab if one passed. As it happens, there was a cab sitting outside the square who agreed to take us to the museum for 20 DH. He initially wanted 50, the cheeky fucker. It was pretty much only around a corner, so even 20 DH was pushing it. He drove us around the corner, and then down some winding roads, so that I lost my sense of direction. He pulled up in a little side street next to a market, and ushered us out of the cab, pointing to a man standing by the road, and then drove off. The man by the road said, "Follow me, I'll take you." This was obviously a scam. The internet had warned of such things. The guide would lead you in circles before finally taking you to the place, and demanding a load of money for taking so long. Well, we were pissed off to say the least. We had no idea where we were, and there were no other cabs in sight. The guy kept saying, "Follow me, this way, this way." But we completely ignored him, and pushed past him, and decided to try and make our own way. It wasn't the best idea. We had no idea where we were, and with every turn, we just got more and more lost. I was getting really angry, as with every turn, there was some new cocky kid trying to befriend us and lead us to where we wanted to go. Now, that might seem friendly, but it was obvious that it was always for cash, and they were just going to try and rip us off. There were so many of these stupid kids. I really thought I was going to hit the next one that approached us. As we got more and more lost, we found ourselves getting deeper and deeper into the residential district, with no sign of ever escaping. There were loads of locals looking at us like we shouldn't be there, and it wasn't a nice experience. It actually felt like we were in a bit of danger. I think I made matters worse when a group of kids came over to us, offering to guide us. We just walked past them, but then they jogged along beside us, bugging us. I didn't look in their direction at all, but just gave them a wave of my hand that clearly meant, "Fuck off, you dirty little fucking street scum."
Oh my god.
This didn't go down too well, and they began swearing at us. Yeah, they were like, "Fuck you, fuck you." We just continued to walk away very quickly, and they eventually left us alone. Yeah, that was a bad situation, because like when the cab driver dropped us off, it was still kind of touristy, and we just took a couple of wrong turns and ended up in, it felt like the slums, like it really did. It's just like people sitting outside on the streets, like sort of rolling cigarettes, and just like lanes and around everywhere, like the kids were just gaggles of kids, and it felt like we should not be there. And we were clearly like tourists who had money, and it just felt like if they wanted the money, they could take our money. So, and I think I was feeling a bit nervous and apprehensive.
They know no better,
yeah. Yeah, but if they were just like generally friendly, then I might have like given like a little tip or something. I would have been more inclined to do it, but it's the way they go about it.
Yeah,
but
it's because they're all, well, you said already that everyone's doing the same thing, so that's how they learn to maybe get a bit of money, is to just bug people for it.
But surely that can't work that often.
Who knows?
We decided to backtrack to the place that had looked half busy when we were there, and we had seen a couple of cabs, and just try and get one home. But we were both in a bad mood, angry that the day had turned sour, just when we were thinking that it wasn't so much of a shithole after all, but it really is. We eventually hailed a cab and went back to the hotel. We had a final swim in the pool, then had a final evening meal. That's our last day. Apparently. We spent quite a long time up on the roof, looking up at the stars, which I greatly enjoy. We then tried watching the third Matrix film, which was on TV, but it was so shit, we had to quickly go to sleep.
So if Erica never needs to go to sleep, just put on Matrix 3.
Yeah, I like to say, like, it was just so bad. We had to quickly go to sleep. We had to quickly escape it. 6th of October, 2011, day 8. The morning started out disappointing. We went down to breakfast, excited about having the final square pancake thing. I went straight up to the woman and asked her for two. Yeah, it was like a woman who, like, cook it, like, fresh. Mm-hmm. She nodded. We waited for about 15 minutes, and then I saw her give some pancakes to these other guys instead. I thought, okay, well, maybe they were here first. But then I saw her give some to another guy who wasn't there first. Erica went up and asked for two, and she nodded. We then waited for another 15 minutes, and I saw that the woman had almost finished another batch, so I went up to collect. But as I stood there waiting, someone else, who definitely had to be after me, went up and she gave them to him. I was not pleased, and I stormed back to Erica. I don't know what the fuck she's doing, but we're not getting any pancakes today.
You must have done something to piss her off.
I'm not going to wait for another half hour. I stormed out of the room. So angry. The day then brightened up considerably. We went to have a hammam massage. It was in the spa of the 6th floor of the hotel. The girl doing it was very pretty, with lovely eyes.
Oh wow.
She told me to take my t-shirt off and told Erica to only wear her bikini bottoms, but she kept her top on as well. I think she was a bit nervous. She then led us into a little chamber that was very warm and humid. She told us to sit down and left us alone for about 15 minutes to steam for a bit. When she came back, she poured hot water all over our bodies and then applied some sort of oil all over it. She left us for another 15 minutes. When she came back, she scrubbed off all the oil with a sort of sandpaper glove thing. It wasn't like an exfoliation glove, it was like actual sandpaper. Yeah, really rough. Hurt a little bit. And then rubbed this black salt thing all over our faces and torsos and limbs and left us alone for another 15 minutes. It kind of burned and stung, but in a good way. When she returned, she washed it all away and then led us into separate massage rooms. I was left alone in a dark room listening to some quite good Baroque music for 15 minutes or so. When she came in, she made me lie on my front and then proceeded to massage my legs, back and neck. She then asked me to roll over, and as she did my front, I was wondering how to say no if she tried to give me a happy ending. But she didn't. Although, when she finished, she placed a towel over my body and then gently stroked me with one finger from my collarbone all the way down my chest, over my belly, and then over my penis. I'm not sure if this was intentional or not. My penis was clearly visible through the towel, so I'm not sure. She left me alone for a bit longer before coming back in to say that it was all over, clear off. I remember she like sort of had like a finger on it, so like just slowly all the way down like my torso, like down between my legs.
Maybe she was waiting for a reaction. Maybe that's when you were looking at your happy ending.
Yeah, if I was like, and proceed. Well, I was just like, I might be in abuse right now. We then checked out of our room and went to a restaurant down the road for some lunch. It was really tasty. I had a mushroom omelette and Erica had some veg tagine. We shared some really nice fries. For dessert, we had a creme caramel with mint tea. It was all really good. We then made our way to the airport, which went rather smoothly. We managed to find the spot where the bus would pick us up, despite there being a complete lack of bus stops. Maybe it's just sort of like a hell.
Yeah, why not?
It was at the airport that my anger at this place began to flare up again. .. And that's it.
What?
I know. I didn't finish.
You need to remember the anger.
Can't remember. Can't remember at all. Oh, that was Morocco.
What a suspenseful end.
Yeah.